This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I'm a little suspicious about you out there that are listening to this radio show, as I'm sure many on the other side are also just as suspicious of you as I am. Not really. I'm not even remotely suspicious of you. You are wonderful, great, exceptional Americans who listen to this radio show, and I really do appreciate your listenership. Please visit our website, a21r.com, and also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future, and we're really, really happy to announce again to you that this Saturday, an epic event will be taking place. The third Constitutional Convention will be brought forward. It's your opportunity to witness a constitutional convention for a state of the Union, the 51st state, I might add. It is your opportunity. It is your opportunity to be a part of this, part of history. This is the last time this has actually been conducted like this, and any kind of a semblance of this has been really 1861, when West Virginia was formed at the beginning of the Civil War. So it is epic. It is historic. I encourage you, if you're in the area, to attend if you can and become a guest, or if you're in one of the counties in New California, to become part of your county committees. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. We're going to be also talking about Grievance 52, the 52nd week, 1 year anniversary, if you will, the 52nd week of reading grievances, of the 95. You know, it's a trek, isn't it? 95 weeks of reading grievances and 95 major grievances and we're certainly not disappointing with grievance number 52. We welcome San Benito County, Hollister, 10:30 today. They'll be reading their grievances at the courthouse there in Hollister, California. So, just another one, right? Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, call-in line is 215-867-8255. We will be opening up the lines in the B block. You can call in. That's 215-867-8255. We got a lot of things going on, and you probably have heard or been listening to other sources. This whole situation with Covington High School in Kentucky and the circumstances that surrounded the fake media report about what was going on with this Catholic high school. And by the way, I believe in Catholic education, sending my children to Catholic education, of course. Certainly believe in it and certainly understand it. So if you hear me say disparaging things about the Jesuit Pope and so on, please keep that in mind. Because, you know, it's not the Pope who's in charge of some of these schools out there, right? Which are very good schools from what, you know, my experience has been. And I will stand by that. Now, but having said that, the situation, of course, is getting to the point of lawyers now. And to give you a sort of a brief little primer, and we're going to be getting a little bit more into this, and you'll hear some of the comments that were being made and so on. This has all been blown up to be a racial experience. These white young men, mostly in this school, were confronted at the, I guess it was the Lincoln Memorial, right? And it turned out to be sort of an ugly situation, and it was picked up as a racist situation by the mainstream media. Now, here we go again, right? And this is a polarizing event, and this is why I'm bringing this up. And we will speak in polarizing terms, pretty much, because all the hot points were there for a racist onslaught towards all these young men from Covington High School. A Christian school, right? A Catholic Christian school. So all the stage was set. You had a confrontation by a Native American versus a white young man. And the picture is iconic now. So they run with a narrative. See, this is where the narrative gets away from you. They run with a narrative. And the narrative is white racist young man stares down, has confrontation with Native American. It's all racist. It's all bigot. And, of course, he's got white skin. He's a white person. He's a white this. He's a white that. This is all the narrative about how whites are evil in this world. Of course, the Founding Fathers, we know, on the other side of this, thanks to Derrick Bell, Barack Hussein Obama, and so on, they have set that narrative, and here it is. It's okay to bash white people. Now, here's the problem. It's not okay to bash anybody based upon their skin color. Hello? What was yesterday's celebration federally? It was for Martin Luther King. Right. And they ran away with that narrative, didn't they? It just so happens this whole thing sits. It's just a story to be told. It was a narrative of white racism. So the mainstream media runs away with it. Out of control. And now what are we getting? The repercussions of, well, the left threatening the school and the kids and all this stuff. The whole cavalcade, the usual suspects are lining up now. And what we're hearing is that they're going to protest now at this high school in Kentucky. So the racists are going to protest. I mean that, the racists are going to protest these young men because their skin color is white, of course. The polarizing narrative. That's kind of interesting. I say that this is a seminal moment, and I think this is good. This is a polarizing moment. Because we have all the usual suspects lined up in one place at one time for one, and they're singing the same tune. You know, there are these montages, these audio montages. I'll probably, you know, make a whole hour dedicated to these montages from the media sources about all these various stories coming out. They all say the same thing. It's group speak, right? it's group speak about everything. So they pick up the narrative about this white young man confronting this Native American. And it's obvious racism, so now they've just run with it. You know, over the weekend, they just ran with it and ran with it and ran with it. Fake news, that's all this is. Well, you know, I welcome the fake news. And no, I don't want to see any of these people going through. We're all going through this. Anybody who tolerates this variety of racism and bigotry is a bigot and a racist in themselves. They support it. If you support the bashing of one skin color, a person of color, of any color, because of their skin tone, you're racist. Just wear the label and wear it proudly. Be out and proud, right? Which is exactly what's going on with the mainstream media. They're out and proud that they're racist. They've got to have a polarizing things in order to drive down and stop the white racist in the White House, right? That's all you heard, Joe Biden coming out and just tagging the president as a racist, racist this, racist that. Bernie Sanders claiming that the president is a racist. See, there's no end to this. Because racism knows no end if it's unbridled. There was one person who came along and stopped it. And that was Martin Luther King Jr. Who we celebrated yesterday as his birthday. His actual birthday is January 15th. But coincides coincidentally with the date in which New California State declared their independence in 2018. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh. Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you were on social media over the weekend, you probably saw this video. It was shot Friday afternoon on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. It seemed to show a group of teenage boys taunting an elderly American Indian man who was holding a drum. The young man had come to Washington from a Catholic school in Kentucky to demonstrate in the March for Life. Some of them wore Make America Great Again hats. They seemed menacing. Within hours, the video is being replayed by virtually every news outlet in America. Here's what you may have seen. Well, the American Indian man with the drum you just saw is called Nathan Phillips, and he described the young men he encountered, the ones in the hats, as aggressive and threatening, essentially shock troops for Donald Trump. Watch.
Heard them saying, build that wall, and on. Indigenous lands. You know, we're not supposed to have walls here. We never did.
Well, it's hard to remember the last time the great American meme machine produced a clearer contrast between good and evil. It was essentially an entire morality play shrunk down to 4 minutes for Facebook. On the one side, you had a noble tribal elder, weather-beaten, calm, and wise. He looked like a living icon. You could imagine a single tear sliding slowly down his cheek at the senselessness of it all. And on the other side, you had a pack of heedless, sneering young men from the South drunk on racism and white privilege. The irony was overwhelming. The indigenous man's land had been stolen by the ancestors of these MAGA hats, and yet they dared to lecture him about walls designed to keep people who look very much like him out of what they were calling their country. It was infuriating to a lot of people. At the same time, it was also strangely comforting to those who watched it from Brooklyn and L.A. The people who run this country have long suspected that Middle America is a hive of nativist bigotry.
Ah, bigotry. Nativist bigotry. Tucker says it right, doesn't he? Okay, so we're setting up the narrative here, and this is very clearly seen in this piece from him. So you have the Covington Catholic High School students and the Native American Nathan Phillips who have lined up here. And white privilege, all the things that go along with that, are right here in front of everybody to see. With the MAGA hats, the ancestral business. It's just iconic. You can't get away from this visual.
And now they had proof of that. It was a cause for a celebration of outrage, because there's nothing quite as satisfying as having your own bias confirmed. But did the video really describe what happened?
Okay, so now let's bore down to the truth here about the circumstances of the video.
It should have been the first question that journalists asked. Checking facts and adding context is what journalists are paid to do. It's in the first line of the job description. And yet, amazingly, almost nobody in the American media did that. And that's a shame because there's a lot to check. The full video of what happened on Friday in Washington is well over an hour long.
Okay, and in the hour long video, it's a completely different picture about what happens. Now, and this is going to be the basis of lawsuits. So I'm going to stop it right here. This is going to be the basis of lawsuits against various mainstream media news outlets because they ran with the story and they've done enormous harm and damage to these young men. And to their school. See, you have to show harm in these kind of situations. And it's very, very clear there's major harm going on right now to not only the young men, certainly the young men, but Covington High School. See, this is the thing that's going to be playing out. Now, the damage is ongoing. As we speak, it's going on. Just mark it through the days as you sit here and listen to this dialogue, this model, all the stuff that's going to come out from this story. It's damage, 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 damage going forward. And guess who's going to be held responsible? This is a seminal polarizing moment. That's what I said in the last segment. A seminal polarizing moment going on right here before our very eyes.
The 4 minutes that made Twitter don't tell the story, but instead distort the story. A longer look shows that the boys from Covington Catholic in Kentucky were not a roving mob looking for a fight. They were, in fact, and it shows it on the tape, standing in place waiting to be picked up by a bus. As they waited there, members of a group called the Black Supremacist Organization, began taunting them with racial epithets. And then Nathan Phillips, the now famous American Indian activist, approached them, pounding on his drum. Now, the footage seems to suggest that the boys were unsure of whether Phillips was hostile or taking their side against the Black Hebrew Israelites. But in any case, there is no evidence at all that anybody said, build a wall. Here's a selection of what didn't make social media.
This child molesting priest right there.
Right.
Let's make America great again. A bunch of child molesting.
Look at all these dusty crackers with that racist garbage on. Look at these dirty crackers.
A bunch of future schools.
That's right.
A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
A bunch of babies made out of incest. He's Black activist. Oh, I'm sorry, Black. And of course, what these Black activists, racists, will tell you is because they're Black, they're not racist. Now, David Webb wouldn't say that. No, David Webb, you know, Fox News. Now, he's the one who the girl that he was interviewing, who is Black, accused him of white privilege because he's a white man. And David had to say, well, you know, I'm not white. I'm a Black man. Remember that? You see, only in their minds, in their bigoted minds, only whites can be racist. Gee, incest babies? The biggest terrorist on the face of the earth is the pale-faced man, woman, and child? No bigotry there, huh?
Biggest terrorist on the face of this earth is the pale-faced man, woman, and child.
So what really happened on Friday? Well, you can watch for yourself and decide. There's plenty of video out there of it, and some of it is fascinating and revealing. But what we know for certain at this point is that our cultural leaders are, in effect, bigots, and they understand the reality on the basis of stereotypes.
Bigots and stereotypes, and they get that, and they're manipulating it. And now this is where good attorneys are going to pick this up and go after the media, the mainstream media, to point this out. Now look, I'm a citizen journalist. I am a citizen journalist and proud of it. And my sources are citizen journalists. And I'm proud of them. And they see this. They see this open bigotry. Everybody sees this open bigotry except for the criminal. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. The criminal racist. I said it again. What's wrong with the critical racist, the criminal racist elites that control the mainstream media, those bigots, those monsters in the media, are putting this narrative out there about people that are racist that are not. And now there's going to be consequences.
Facts don't conform to what they think they know. They ignore the facts. They see this country not as a group of people or of citizens, but as a collection of groups. And some of those groups, they are convinced, are morally inferior to other groups. They know that's true. They say it out loud. And that belief shapes almost all of their perceptions of the world. A group of pro-life Catholic kids who look like lacrosse players and live in Kentucky are accused of wrongdoing. The media don't pause for a moment before casting judgment. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times expelled from school. Anna Navarro of CNN called the boys racists and asswipes and then went after their teachers and their parents. Others called for violence against them. CNN legal analyst Bakari Sellers suggested one of the boys should be, quote, punched in the face. Former CNN contributor Reza Aslan agreed. Aslan asked on Twitter this, have you ever seen a more punchable face than this kid's?
Yep. Well, you know, you're asking for violence in the media, don't be surprised, you're going to get sued. We'll be back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, the story just keeps on going. And I'm going to play a little bit more Tucker here in a second, but I want to get into Trump tweets. If you go to Agenda 21 Radio, you'll find in the menu bar a direct link to Trump tweets, as we call it here on Agenda 21 Radio, because we can, and we do. Trump tweets. Okay, this is what we're seeing on the Trump tweets. Let's see if I just pulled it up. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. Maris, NPR, PBS poll shows President Trump's approval rating among Latinos going to 50%, an increase in 1 year of 19%. Thank you, working hard. That's a fact. Latinos love Trump. Marcos Ruiz Evans, remember that. Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that name out there for all of you separatists who want to secede from the Union in California. Now, this is another little interesting thing. And you know, when, don't worry, we're going to get to the whole thing. I'm sure he's got a tweet down here about Covington. Oh, he does, and we'll get to that. But this kind of cuts through it, and we'll come into that. FBI top lawyers confirms unusual steps. They relied on the Clinton campaign. Their fake and unverified dossier, which is illegal. That has corrupted them. That has enabled them to gather evidence by unconstitutional means. And that's what they did to the president, Judge Napolitano. That's a Trump tweet. Because he took that from Judge Napolitano. Donald Trump, without a wall, our country can never have border or national security. 5,000 a day is what the word is we're hearing coming across the border now. Told you. I mean, we've been telling you now for years, really. With a powerful wall or steel barrier, crime rates and drugs will go substantially down all over the United States. The Dems know this, but want to play political games. Must finally be done correctly. No cave. Now, this plays into what's today's grievance, actually. Grievance 52 for the state of New California. That's coming up in the third hour. Donald J. Trump, the Democrats are playing politics with border security. Ah! Nick Sandman and the students of Covington have become symbols of fake news and how evil it can be. They have captivated the attention of the world. And I know they will use it for the good. Maybe even to bring people together. It started off unpleasant but can end in a dream. I love the way he takes the high road on the racist, bigoted, you heard me, racist, bigoted mainstream media. Right? I mean, it's just, to me, it's kind of makes sense. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson here and what he has to say.
Longtime CNN contributor Kathy Griffin seemed to encourage a mob to rise up and hurt these boys. Quote, name these kids. I want names. Shame them. If you think these efforts wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat, think again. Then she repeated her demand again later. Quote, names, please, and stories from people who can identify them and vouch for their identity. Thank you. Hollywood film producer Jack Morrissey tweeted that he wanted the boys killed. Quote, MAGA kids go screaming hats first into the wood chipper. And then he paired that with a graphic photo. Actor Patton Oswalt linked to personal information about one of the boys in case anyone wanted to get started on that project. Meanwhile, Twitter, which claims to have a policy against encouraging violence, stood by silently as all of this happened. But in case you think the response was entirely from the left, you should know that the abuse was bipartisan. It wasn't just left versus right. It was the people in power attacking those below them as a group. Plenty of Republicans in Washington were happy to savage the Covington kids, probably to inoculate themselves from charges of improper thought. Bill Kristol asked his Twitter followers to consider, quote, the contrast between the calm dignity and quiet strength of Mr. Phillips and the behavior of MAGA brats who have absorbed the spirit of Trumpism. And then when the actual facts emerged, Kristol quietly deleted his tweet. He never apologized, of course. He hasn't apologized for the Iraq War either.
Oops. I'm sorry, Mr. Kristol. I'm sorry, Mr. Kristol, for your bigotry and your hatred.
There's no need. People keep giving him money. National Review, meanwhile, ran a story entitled The Covington Students Might as Well Have Spit on the Cross. That story has since been pulled, too, but not before the author admitted he never even bothered to watch all of the videos.
Never watched all the video. Now, I've watched the video. Yeah, and of course, this was the age group of people I worked with for 41 years, kids, right? Young men. And I think that what a class act these Covington students were, collectively. I think that it was wonderful how they stood there and took it. They were absolutely a class act. I mean, you know, listen, I'm an expert in this. I have 41 years with this age level. I get it. Did the restraint that they showed in such adversity is wonderful, spectacular. The abuse they took didn't bother them because it doesn't apply to them, see? It doesn't apply to them. And they were trying to make light of it in their way. Yet the racists and bigots, you know, they didn't get that. They knew they had a narrative going on. And then, you know, people like Bill Kristol, even conservative Bill Kristol, he's ashamed of himself.
He knew what he knew, and that was enough. What's so interesting about the coverage of Friday's videos was how much of it mentioned something called privilege. Alex Kranz, who's an editor at Gizmodo, for example, wrote this. From elementary school through college, I went to school with sheltered upper middle class
white boys
could devastate with a smirk, a facial gesture that weaponized their privilege. Infuriatingly, you can't fight that effing smirk with a punch or words. We saw that as Trump smirked his way through the election, and we'll see it as that boy from Kentucky's friends, family, and school protect him. I effing hate that smirk. It says, I'm richer, I'm white, and I'm a guy.
Ah, Alex Krantz. Alex Krantz. Who is Alex Krantz?
I've seen this about four or five times. This is called show prep and this whole thing. So and it just hit me just now. Who is this Alex Krantz guy? Maybe we should find out. What do you think?
What's so fascinating about all of these attacks is how inverted they are. These are high school kids from Kentucky. Do they really have more privilege than Alex Krantz from Gizmodo? Probably not. In fact, probably much less. They're far less privileged, in fact, than virtually everyone who has called for them to be destroyed on the basis that they have too much privilege. Consider Kara Swisher, for example. She's an opinion columnist of the New York Times. Swisher went to Princeton Day School and then Georgetown and then got a graduate degree at Columbia. She has become rich and famous in the meantime by toadying for billionaire tech CEOs. She's their handmaiden. Nobody considers her very talented, and she's somehow highly influential in our society. Is she more privileged than the boys of Covington Catholic in Kentucky? Of course she is. Maybe that's why she feels the need to call them Nazis, which she did repeatedly. So what's actually going on here? Well, it's not really about race. In fact, most of the stories about race aren't really about race. And this is no different. This story is about the people in power protecting their power and justifying their power by destroying and mocking those who are weaker than they are.
Yeah, high school boys, white boys growing up, weaker than those in power. Right, Alex from Gizmodo?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so I asked the question, you know, these media provocateurs out there, these media elites, which I'm not one, by the way. No formal training for me to be a media elite. No, I'm just some citizen journalist who started citizen journalizing in the 1980s, or late 80s, early 90s, and so on. I'm a product of that citizen journalist era. Excuse me. Let me get my earbuds in. Alex Krantz, full profile from Gizmodo. This is from LinkedIn. Let's see. Senior review editor for Gizmodo. Associate reviews editor, his Tom's Guide and Laptop Magazine. This isn't giving me much. He is the senior reviews editor for Gizmodo at Gizmodo Media Group in New York. Ah, New York. There you go. New York. They understand what... And he's white. Shocking. He's shockingly white. Unbelievable. No, I'm not going to be LinkedIn to him. That, you know, you start looking for things, and all of a sudden, LinkedIn pops up, and you're going to be linked to Gizmodo. That, not for me. No Gizmodo for me. Not happening. Senior editor, Gizmodo, Gizmodo Media. This is another one. This is another LinkedIn. It is. What is up with these people? I don't want all this stuff. Game of Thrones final season. Jon Snow must die. Alex Krantz. Oh, this is what I like. Alex Krantz on Twitter from elementary school through. This is an article, maybe? I don't know. Let's look in depth for this guy. Alex Krantz. This was something he wrote that's coming from... This is his Twitter. This is the Twitter that... I'm here. I am over the target. I will be absolutely taking flak. So be prepared. Put the flak vest on. If you don't have a flak, put the flak vest on your seat and sit on it so you don't get your butt blown off. That's what they used to do in the B-17s, by the way. This is what he wrote. This is from Twitter. It says, from elementary school through college, I went to a school with sheltered upper-middle-class white boys who could devastate with a smirk, a facial gesture that weaponized their privilege infuriatingly. You can't fight that effing smirk with a punch or words. Ah. He goes on to write. There's a lot more to the hate speech he wrote. It says, we saw that as Trump smirked his way through the election. Okay, that's one tweet. Then he goes on the next tweet down. Says, I hate that smirk. I effing hate that smirk. It says, I'm richer, I'm white, and I'm a guy. My existence trumps your experience. Few things make me as angry as that smirk. I've learned the best resource is to ignore those Fs and keep dismantling their power structure. I'm shocked. And then he's got hashtag F them. Through progress. I guess that's progressivism, right? Socialism, communism. Right, Alex? Is that what you're talking about? How many people dead in the last century because of socialism, communism, and your variety of thought, Alex? Just thought I'd throw that one out there. Let's see. Another one. 11 hours ago. Imagine being so desperate for a spin, you edit a tweet you're covering. At Tucker Carlson, that seems like poor journalism, my man. Like he's some experienced person. It says, then this is today. Oh, this is Mark Dice. I thought this was satire at first. Then I realized you're just mentally ill. Meaning to Alex Krantz. This is, he hasn't taken this down.
That's a requirement to work for Gizmodo, says Antinomania or something like that. Oh, so now they're just ripping on him. Imagine being so weak you can be devastated by a facial expression. Ooh! Ooh, I love that. The smirk. The Donald Trump smirk, of course. You're so weak, you're brought to tears. And trust me, I'm sure that Mr. Krantz, being the good socialist, being the thin-skinned socialist that he is, you know, Kamala Harris, let's imagine, I mean, okay, he's very thin-skinned, we understand that, because facial expressions devastate him. He goes off to the corner and pees in his panties. Oh, I'm sorry, it must be underwear or something. Not panties, come on. So we get devastated by a facial expression. Look at her Twitter feed. Is she a she? Is Alex a she? Oh, no wonder. She does have panties. Is she a girl? I didn't know that. She looks like a boy. Oh, how quick for me to judge, right? I'm sorry, Alex. Are you a girl? I don't know. Says, look at her Twitter feed. She comes unhinged because a guy on the same plane as her dared to carry on two bags. But it's easier to travel when all your baggage is internal. Oh, oh no, that was a good one. Says, it sounds like you have a lot of hate built up. Man, they're just blasting this person. So this, okay, you come out with hate, don't, you know, just expect that when your hatred spills out like that, all your baggage comes out, that somebody's going to put it back in you. If a smirk triggers you that bad, please get professional help. You're probably a danger to the public. I like that one. Show me on the doll. Show me on the doll where the smirk hurt you. Oh, no. Okay, we're having way too much fun at the expense of Alex Krantz. Show me on the doll where the smirk hurt you. And this was all started by the Trump tweets, by the way. You can get those Trump tweets on a21r.com in the menu bar. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Smirk, smirk.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we are, this Alex Krantz, my apologies to Alex Krantz. Alex Krantz is a woman, a female, apparently has XX chromosomes, she's a woman. And I suspect the genitalia to go along with it, I suspect, I do not know that for a fact. Goes by Alex Krantz, I was looking at the picture, and I, you know, at a distance, I might add, and I've blown up the picture. Now it looks she's more feminine. So apparently she is a she. I don't want to be neutral or gender specific, but it appears by all appearances that she is a she. But I do not know the chromosome makeup as to whether or not she's got the proper sex determinant chromosomes for a female. She could be XY. With hormone treatment. I do not know. I suspect, though, that I'm going to go along with the herd. And she is a she. A female with, perhaps, the proper chromosome count. Now, I'll tell you, chromosome reversal surgery is really difficult. And there's not one human who has been through this yet. I don't know if you know that or not. There's not one human being on the planet who has gone through chromosome reversal surgery. It's a very difficult surgery. You have to get into the minutiae of the cells of the human being. That would include all your bone cells. Now think about that. What could penetrate into bone tissue of human beings? I know one thing that can. Nanoparticulate matter, such as aluminum oxide. Oh, you know that stuff they spray on you from the clouds above and the jets through chemtrails? Yeah, that stuff. Maybe that's the issue. Aluminum oxide from chemtrails. I don't know, but sex determination is important. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. And remember, we have a conference coming up. A huge convention. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.